Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Police seek suspect in Red Lion hotel theft, exotic animals found. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. Police in Gillette are searching for a 35-year-old man accused of stealing over $1,000 worth of property from the Red Lion Hotel on Tuesday. According to Police Captain Jason Marcus, the suspect was seen loading blankets, towels, and other items into a 2025 Kia before driving away. Hotel staff had confronted the man before he fled the scene, but he was gone by the time officers arrived. While searching the suspect's hotel room, police discovered no other individuals, but did find 10 grams of methamphetamine and several exotic birds and reptiles. The animals were turned over to animal control, and the investigation into the theft and drug-related charges is ongoing. Day three of Wyoming's legislative session brings heated debates and bill advancements. Thursday marked a lively third day of the 37-day Wyoming legislative session with intense floor debates and quick committee action. According to Cowboy State Daily, a controversial bill dubbed the What is a Woman Act advanced after spirited debate over enforcing bathroom usage based on biological sex at birth. The Senate Appropriations Committee unanimously approved a measure to ban foreign adversaries from operating near Wyoming's critical infrastructure. Additionally, two bills targeting squatters sailed through committee, allowing for easier evictions and arrests. Legislators passed a controversial eminent domain bill restricting land seizure for electrical systems to public utilities. Discussions also began on pausing a state Supreme Court ruling permitting counties to tax state government property. Lastly, a Senate committee advanced a bill to make non-citizen status more prominent on Wyoming IDs. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shaleen.